it's Mary Allen here, and I want to officially and warmly welcome you to the Momentum Mastery Home Study Coaching Program, where we are absolutely committed to helping you create and sustain success and inner peace in your life. And I really believe that both the success and the inner peace component are absolutely essential ingredients for you to create your most fulfilling life. I want to acknowledge you for your investment in yourself through this program, because that really means you're committed to your personal and spiritual development and growth, that you're committed to strengthening your personal foundation, to living your best life, to living into your potential, and for doing all that while nurturing your soul, nurturing your beingness, your sense of power, and enjoying that sense of inner peace as you're navigating life's obstacles, challenges, joys, and adventures. I'm so excited about sharing this program with you because I know that hundreds of people have already been affected by the information, the lessons, the insights that you're about to gain access to over the hours to come. Several years ago, I led a program called the Success and Inner Peace Bootcamp, and I led it for years. It was a year-long group coaching program where each person selected three goals that were super important to them and committed to realizing those over a 12-month period, while simultaneously we held inner peace as the undercurrent. And what was so exciting is to see all of the transformations that did occur. Not only did they achieve their goals like writing a book or attracting their soulmate finally, or deepening their relationship with their beloved, to losing weight, to increasing their self-care. People started businesses. They expanded their businesses. They made more money. They got out of debt. They decided to have more fun in their life, to deepen their relationships with family, with friends. Really exciting to see these material goals accomplished over our 12-month period together. But even more exciting than that was the sense of beingness that shifted and transformed. People were living more in the present moment. They were enjoying a greater sense of inner peace and power, being able to find their center even when they got thrown off keel now and again. They lived at a state of gratitude and enjoyed their daily practices as they were raising their energy vibration, their consciousness, and embracing the world in a whole new way, which as we think of all of that, and when we really have access to that sense of inner peace and well-being, this is where we can really make those clear decisions, where we are real tapped into our sense of intuition, where we really do get to enjoy life more fully. Because let's face it, when we're in a place of resistance and stress and overwhelm, you know, it doesn't matter if we're achieving our goals. It's just not as fun and not as fulfilling as when we can do it from a place of ease and joy. And all of that is what we've now made available here for you. For years, I wanted to find a way to bring this program to more people in a way where they could listen to it in the convenience of their home, and they could re-listen again and again without having to be glued to a computer or a phone line, and give you access in a way that's super, super affordable. So I want to say a little something about that, because sometimes when we invest a small amount for a program, an event, a coaching program, we might treat it as though it's trivial. And something I like to invite all of my students to do is really to embrace this program as though you have invested thousands or even tens of thousands of dollars. If you paid somebody $10,000 or $50,000 to access the content here in these CDs, you know, how deeply would you listen? How much would you apply to your own life? I guarantee you would listen more and you would apply more to your life and you would get more results, more transformation, and more juice out of this program. So really invite and challenge you to do just that. So what can you expect from this audio program? We've organized this over 26 MP3s or CDs, depending on the program you invested in. And I encourage you to listen in order, kind of step by step. Will really help you kind of build upon each lesson. We'll definitely be referring back to certain lessons as we get further down the program. You can also listen out of order. If there's a topic that really grabs your attention and feels like would really help you right here, right now, go ahead and listen to that. Each lesson really does stand on its own, but my preferred way is to have you go through and really build upon each lesson as you go. You'll notice that each CD or MP3 is either more weighted towards the success side or more weighted towards the inner peace side. And some are actually a mix of really both because they kind of go hand in hand. But we want to really have that balance of where we've got the doing, the achieving, the conscious choices, the creating, but while we're simultaneously focusing on the beingness that's doing the creating, that's doing the choosing, that is experiencing all that is going on in your life. So you'll notice that. And again, make yourself a commitment to really get through all of the audios. Statistics show that people that listen to audio programs often only listen to the first CD or the first two CDs in a program like this. Don't let yourself be in that statistic. Be in the 5 or the 10% that really commit to go all the way through. I know that the people that have shown up and committed to a program full-heartedly are the ones that get the most results, that get the most transformation and create the most shifts in their lives. And I really, really, really want that for you. My mission in life is to help people experience exponentially more inner peace and fulfillment in their lives. So with that, let's get started. What can you expect from the Momentum Mastery Homesteady Coaching Program? First off, we have organized 26 powerful audios for you that you'll be able to listen to in the convenience of your own home, at your own pace. You may choose to listen to them all at once or space them out one a day or one a week or one every 2 weeks, whatever really is going to serve you. I would like to invite you to listen to this program in order. Each one of the lessons really builds upon the next, so you'll find a certain momentum and synergy by listening in that way. And you'll also hear us referencing previous audios in some of the later lessons. That being said, I want to say that each lesson really does stand on its own. So if there's a certain topic or lesson that really feels relevant for you, for where you are right now in your life, by all means, jump right to that and then come on back and pick up where you left off. Totally great. You'll also notice that we have two key themes for each one of the CDs. So the CD or MP3 will be focused more on a success topic or more of an inner peace topic. And the success topics, of course, being more about the doing, more about the action, making conscious choices, taking control of your life, whereas the inner peace lessons are going to be much more about your beingness, inviting you to rest back in self-reflection, to really go within, to slow down, to really be connected to, you know, body, mind, heart, soul. So we're going to be balancing these two themes throughout the entire program, and we're really doing so because both are so important in your fulfillment. So we want to really not have you get too far off on, you know, rah, 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 let's go, action, 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 action. We also want to make sure that it's sustainable and that you really do have a nice access to that inner peace and power in that process. And it's a process, so no one's aiming here for absolute perfection. It's really about evolution and growth. the last thing I want to say about this is statistics show that people who purchase programs like this sometimes don't make it all the way through the program. In fact, it's actually shown that they may listen to the first one or two CDs of a program and never get around to completing it because for some reason they feel like they don't have the time or didn't do assignment one, so never make it to the next CD. Don't let that be you. Make a commitment right now to go through this entire program. It's a tiny fraction of your life that you'll spend absorbing the information here so that you can really apply it in your own life. So really make that commitment. You've already taken this first step. Here you are listening in the first 10 minutes of this audio series. So you've made the first step. Keep this step going all the way through the entire program. And then one other thing I almost forgot to mention is for each one of the audios here in the program, we have a set of follow-up notes and some supplemental handouts and worksheets available on a special web link that we've provided to you earlier. I want to really encourage you to go. You may choose to print off each one of the follow-up notes or be looking at the follow-up notes as you're listening to each lesson. It can be a really great place to take notes. Maybe put all of those notes into a binder so you've got everything all in one place. Really encourage that. And then also to do the assignments. That's the other part. We've got the follow-up notes, the recap of everything, but then there's the assignment piece. And what I've witnessed time and time again is the people that are really diligent about taking on the inquiries, really doing the assignments and exercises. And some of these exercises aren't just written assignments. They're being assignments. So it's a certain something to pay attention to or notice as you're moving throughout your days and weeks. So make that commitment to yourself. I really want to see you get the absolute most juice out of this program. Finally, my mission in life is to help people experience exponentially more inner peace and fulfillment in their lives. So with that, let's get started.
Okay, so I want to cover just a couple little keys before we get into the juice of our topic. I'm assuming that you're wanting to create even more momentum and more movement and more inner peace in your life. And that means some shifts and some changes. And it just so happened that these last 4 days, I have spent my time moving. And I can't think of a more perfect analogy or metaphor for change than to physically move households. Even though it was only 3 miles down the road, any change, whether we want more inner peace or whether we want to publish a book or quadruple the income in our business, it involves some change. And so the principles of moving actually apply. So, you know, let's talk first. You know, we got to decide, you know, where are you moving to? And this is where we're going to get into really teasing out our year-long vision here in a minute. Really important that we know where we want to head. If we're not clear, chances are we're going to stay in the same old household month in, month out, and often for years until we get really clear about where our destination is. Then, of course, we need to pack up. That means we need to gather enough of our energy, beingness, in order to shift into our new destination, right? And to actually shift it to that new destination, I've got it very fresh here in my mind, you need some strategic action. Absolutely strategic action, and I personally a big fan of taking inspired action, so strategic being a little bit more planning from the head and, okay, what logically makes the most sense? What do we move first? What do we move second? Are we getting a moving truck? Are we going to get helpers? Are we going to do it all ourselves? Inspiration being much more in the flow, so allowing yourself to be guided as to, okay, what's the next item that's going to get packed into a box? Literally to allow that to guide you as opposed to it being a mental decision or choice. Sometimes you may find that happens when you grab an item and you're getting down to the end and, okay, you know what, I've got a space over here for this. I've got the perfect place for that. And this is what happens as we're moving towards our most important goals, that the more we get into that inspired flow, the more we can, you know, be tuned into all of our resources and all of the different nooks and crannies for ways to use this piece of information into an article or to fine-tune this chapter by drawing upon a previous experience. So inspired action. And then, of course, along the way of any journey, we've got some course corrections involved. Indeed. Maybe a shift in strategy, maybe a more listening to the inspiration and the flow. And this is true whether your agenda is about creating greater inner peace in your life or if it's about supporting you in goals in the relationship department, in the bank account department, or in transforming, building, growing, starting a new business, creating new products, new services. And then, of course, as we arrive at our new destination, this is where I think people can begin to get stuck. We start the process, and maybe easy to relate as you're in the process of moving, that somewhere along the journey of a physical move, you may feel like you want to throw in the towel. Maybe you're tired of climbing the stairs or lifting another box. I'm certainly present to that. Thank God I have a husband that is very strong and has a good back because he carried way more heavy stuff than I did. But as we are making any transition, any change, right, there comes a place where we're in that mid-flight arena and it can be really easy to want to give up. Or maybe we actually are pretty close to our destination, i.e. all the furniture and boxes are in the house, but there's still some reorganizing that needs to do, right? Physically, some things need to be adjusted and we need to do things differently than we were doing them even a month ago or 12 months ago. Physically, your routine is going to shift and change. Mentally, like you've got to make some mental adjustments. Mentally, what needs to shift? What needs to change? Emotionally, you know, we may think, I'm at my new destination. I'm still here. You just maybe have taken on one or two new projects. But emotionally, what needs to shift? Do you need to expand your ability to receive more abundance to come in to accommodate these new goals? With any change, things are different. It's just the way it is. In a household, it's easy to see that, okay, the kitchen's set up differently. You know, how are you going to run laundry? Where's the laundry basket going? Getting all of the electronics set up in the right way. There's a different shift emotionally even to just get used to doing things in a new way than you've done before. So we can notice that there can be resistance to change, or as you're with me in Momentum Mastery Monthly, we can notice this resistance with fresh eyes, get curious about it, and then allow ourselves to adapt and shift and change so that this new destination is one that encompasses a great deal of inner peace and also has you enjoying this new outcome, this new goal, this new vision that you've set for yourself. So there's a little metaphor, shall we say, for the changes that all of us are embarking upon, and we can draw upon it again and again because you may not need to physically move locations yourself in the next 12 months, which, you know, isn't the funnest thing in the world to do, but we all are going to be making changes and shifts along our journey over the months, over the year, over the years to come. Let's get into a couple logistics. So we're going to talk about 12 months vision, and then for the people that are here on today's call or listening in the forum, this is where I'm going to ask two things. One is, what's really drawn you to be a part of Momentum Mastery, number one? And number two, what's at least one goal that you have set for yourself over the next months to come? On our calls, between our calls, and along the journey. And a couple other keys, and these are bringing all of the best stuff from the Success and Inner Peace Boot Camp. So I want to just lay out a few kind of guiding principles, shall we say, that will have all of us kind of singing from the same hymnal, especially when we get on our interactive portions. So number one, guiding principle, really encourage you to get a hardbound journal for Momentum Mastery. This is so you can take notes and that they're all in one place, as opposed to taking notes on a loose leaf paper here, and then there's a page here, and then that gets mixed up somewhere else, and then next thing you know, maybe either the notebook gets tossed or, you know, the papers, you know, are not all in the same place. A hardbound journal will allow you to keep all the notes that you take on these calls in one place. I also suggest getting a binder for assignments. So each call, you'll have the option to really take on the assignment that I give you. And another guiding principle is to be 100% present for calls. It can be very tempting, since we're all in a virtual environment, each in our own individual cities and our own individual states and even countries, to multitask and do other things. And I'd really love to invite you to be fully present so you can really take in everything from the call and learn from each other as well, as we get into laser coaching and sharing and hearing what other people are up to and focused on. And then finally, guiding principle is to be open to receiving. And even to just sit for a minute about your ability to receive, to really be supported. When I was in New York City just a week ago, 10 days ago, one of the questions we put out to the audience towards the end of the day was, where do you resist receiving? And when I said that question, there was about five or six loud sighs, like, oh my gosh, oh dear, I don't know that I want to look at, you know, where do I resist receiving? It was really shocking for the participants in New York City to discover, when they got honest, about where they cut themselves off. Receiving financially, receiving emotional support, receiving the nutrition and self-care, receiving compliments, receiving coaching. So really looking at where you may resist receiving, and to challenge yourself right here and right now, how you can expand your ability to receive over the months and year to come. And you'll see, we'll actually be looking at resistance and expanding our ability to receive in a lot greater detail. So we'll be taking what we do at the Awakening Beyond Achievement Tour, as some of you are familiar with, and really spending an entire call just exploring resistance, and another full call where we can expand our ability to receive and how we can really do that. Okay, so that's all my logistics for now. And Stephanie shared, my main goal initially is to reframe my beliefs about discipline and control. Recognizing that I am the only one controlling me, and that can be a great thing. Absolutely. So one of the biggest things I typically talk about on this initial call in the Success and Inner Peace Boot Camp is about your willingness. Willingness is one of your magic ingredients and keys to creating greater success and inner peace, and it's the way to really allow Momentum Mastery to support you in the greatest way. So discipline and control are another code words for willingness. Good. We'll be talking about that quite a lot over the months to come. Fantastic. So let's dive into one of my very, very favorite topics, and also will be the subject of your homework, which is to create your own 12-month vision. So a 12-month vision. So first off, what is that? A 12-month vision is something actually years and years and years ago, there was a group of us that came together, and the idea was to write out a vision pretending as though it's exactly 1 year from today, right? So that would be June 1st, 2011. And as you're writing out this year-long vision, maybe be a page or two, imagine that you're reflecting back over the last 12 months. Over the last 12 months, you're talking about all that is now in your life, June 1st, 2011. And when I was first exposed to this process, I think this was 2003, we came together and I wrote out a few things. And so I'll give you an example. This is from my year-long vision back in 2003. It's April 5th, 2003. My life is truly amazing. Back then, that was my future. This year, I truly got how abundant and joyous my life is and how truly worthy and deserving I am. I set my intention to live the most amazing year of my life to date, and life delivered an abundance of magical surprises and gifts. Anything I desired, I created and manifested immediately. So throughout, I'm talking in past tense from the future. So this is something else that I wrote actually in 2003 in the area of relationship. I was single at the time, but this is what I wrote. I'm ecstatically happy that I have connected with my soulmate and life partner. Last year, he surprised me with a beautiful proposal, and we're joyfully planning our wedding. I feel so at peace in committing my whole being to this beautiful soul. He is everything I desire in a man, spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically. We have an amazing chemistry that makes me melt, shiver, and open more fully. I feel both vulnerable and yet completely held in his strength. His masculinity has freed my feminine spirit to dance, explore, let go, and love even more deeply. I feel so adored, so loved, and so cherished. He is affectionate and romantic. We both share a desire and passion to learn and grow. We work through challenging moments gracefully and easily. He's a man of integrity. His word is gold. I'm inspired, awed, and empowered to become the highest version of who I am because of his presence in my life. He's exceptionally fit and committed to his health. I trust and believe in him with every ounce of my being, which has given me unbelievable freedom, peace, and joy. So I wrote that back in 2003, and I was single. No prospects of a man showing up on scene. And those of you that know me, I'm now married. Actually, I'm now married as of 4 years. And those of you that have met my husband would probably say that is a pretty darn accurate description of John. He's physically fit and totally a man of integrity. You know, this line of I feel so at peace at committing my whole being to this beautiful soul, very, very true. And I will say at the time I wrote it, I had been proposed to before and turned them down, and I had had some commitment issues in the past. But part of what we're doing year-long vision for is to bring about greater alignment in all areas of your life, in the areas that aren't aligning perfectly the way that you would like. Each aspect of this was not really alive at all in my life, but we'll continue to talk about how we can craft your year-long vision so that you can bring to life that which you wish to attract over the months and over the years to come. I'll give another example. Give you just a couple more examples for languaging, and then you will actually get to receive. I will post these in the forum so that you can read in detail several different. I do one of these just about every year, so some of them change a little bit, and usually there's a little bit different emphasis each year, because one of the keys to creating your 12-month vision is to really look for any part of your vision that feels a little sticky or hard or confusing, where you write it down and the inside of your nervous system goes, yeah, right, that is, I would really like that to happen, but I have no idea how that's going to come into being. If that's the case for you, then this is going to be one of the areas that you give special attention to. So, for example, now we fast forward, Mary's engaged, I'm going to get married, and here it is now, my 2006 vision. And one of the things I was really concerned about is how in the heck am I going to, you know, plan my wedding and get married in a peaceful way. It was not feeling very peaceful at the time at all. And so I wanted to sort of get my head around it, my head, my heart, my entire being and nervous system. So these are a few things that I included in my 2006 vision. I'm not going to read it all, but I'll read just some segments so that you have the idea, and then you can pull the rest off either the transcripts or off of the membership forum. So here is, it's February 16th, 2007, and I'm now reflecting back on one of the most extraordinary years of my life. This year, the year began with extreme clarity and focus. Just put in parentheses, it actually wasn't so clear and focused when I actually wrote this, but there was a lot on my plate. However, I became a master prioritizer and made room for everything that is to make room for everything that is important to me. I handle things one after another with joy and a grounded sense of inner peace. As a result, I'm feeling the abundant rewards of my efforts and the love that is prevalent throughout my life. My wedding on May 5th was one of the happiest days of my life. I planned meticulously well and surrounded myself with the most competent vendors and support team. It paid off. I let go of all the details on the big day so I could be fully present to each unfolding moment. On the day of my wedding, I was relaxed, excited, with my heart open fully, radiating love. I started the day with a run and meditation at the beach. It was a gorgeous and divine day. So I could continue to read. I'll let you refer to it later. But so far, that's exactly what I experienced, is how it unfolded. And one of my good friends who was at my wedding and also had the opportunity to see this vision, she said, oh my gosh, your wedding was exactly, that's exactly how I experienced it, was how you wrote it. So this is the power of creating a year-long vision, of really emotionally allowing yourself to align with that which you wish to receive. So I'm going to give you 9 keys. I'll run through these really quickly, and then this handout will also be available to you in the forum. So here's the keys to creating your 12-month vision. Number one, is identify your top 3 to 10 goals. So this is sort of the brainstorming part of creating a year-long vision. You might look to something like the Wheel of Life or just a goals worksheet where you've identified maybe 3 to 10 goals, the Wheel of Life sheet being where you take 8 different areas of life and rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10, you know, health, relationships, finances, physical environment, like where you live, fun, personal growth. So you might have all these as different topics. And brainstorm of what you really want to create over the next year. What are all the things that you would like? So what do you really want? And by the way, more is not necessarily better. What really matters here is being connected to what you want. Just naming a whole bunch of stuff that, it'd be nice to have, but, there's really no emotional connection. Better to name fewer things and be really emotionally aligned with the few things. Okay, that's key number one. Key number two, identify the feelings you want to experience over the next 12 months. So this is really super key. And feelings, identify feelings is in capital letters. How will you feel when you achieve your outcomes? And you may want to sit with each one and allow those feelings to arise. If one of your goals is to publish a book by this time next year, it's like, how will you feel having that book in hand, and not only having the book in hand, but having hundreds or even thousands of copies already sold, right? How would it feel to double, triple, or quadruple your income and to be servicing the clients or delivering products or however your income is coming about to the people that are involved in helping you double, triple, or quadruple your income? We also want to, with this key number two, is ask what feelings can you tap into that will allow you to realize your goals? So, for example, if working out and transforming your health is one of your goals, you might want to tap into, let's say, a feeling of anticipation, like the anticipation of working out, really feeling excited to either get yourself down to the yoga studio, or in my case, my new location is I'm literally 20 feet from a jogging trail that goes, it's either a half mile down to the ocean, or I could go the other way as well. But I figure move in front of the jogging path, I might actually use it more. But to get my butt up and going on it, I'll be flexing the feeling of anticipation, like how good it feels to be running and coming back all sweaty and, you know, having been invigorated from a fantastic workout and feeling strong, feeling energized, right? So those might be some feelings. For Stephanie in Vegas, you know, what it feels like to really be in charge, like discipline, to really make powerful choices, to make this powerful choice and this powerful choice, just choice after choice of discipline choice. What does it feel like to be focused or joyous, right? To really just, how would it be that 1 year from today, that almost every waking moment was a joyous one? Eagerness could be one. You heard me mention in my Manifesting a Man vision, adored and cherished. I wanted to feel adored and cherished. I really got clear that those were feelings I wanted to have. And it's funny because after I read that and had recently shared that with my husband, and as I sit across from the dinner table, it's like, oh, wow, those feelings are really there. I do feel adored and cherished. So that's key number two, is identify the feelings you want to experience over the next 12 months, because you're going to want to integrate those into your year-long vision. It's one of the most important things about your year-long vision is that there's lots of feeling and emotion. This isn't just a bullet list of goals. This is something you're going to be emotionally aligned with. So key number three, describe what the outcome looks like. What the outcome looks like. So what results have been achieved? You know, is there money in the bank? What's the impact or effect on other people? Is there a book? Are there information products? Group coaching programs? Is there a certain number of clients? Do you have a peaceful heart? Are you in a new relationship? Has your body weight or shape changed? How will you be spending time in the future? So getting clear about what the outcome looks like, that'll be something you'll describe in your year-long vision. Key number four, you might do some brainstorming around steps to achieve. So in order for you to realize your goal, you know, what daily habits will support you? Is there writing on a daily basis? Is it working out on a daily basis? Eating right? Creating space energetically for something new? You know, some steps, maybe steps to achieve is setting aside a little bit of time each day to get emotionally connected to what you want. So you might build that into your year-long vision. We might call it even a script. What's your script for the coming year? If you're wanting to set up a new meditation practice or continue the momentum of your current meditation practice, script that in. So the steps to achieve. And this is one place where we can get stuck, because if we don't put, sometimes we don't need to worry about the how, that just, you know, for example, in my vision, I didn't put a whole strategy about how I was going to attract my mate. I just really got clear about what I wanted, and that magnetized. If I was really isolating myself and I wanted to meet somebody, I might script in something about, I'm doing more things socially. My friends are setting me up on fantastic blind dates. So I might script in other things that would get me out of my cave if that was a problem. So steps to achieve. And even another step to achieve, is there a shift that needs to take place from a mindset standpoint? You know, that might be one of the shifts. Did you experience a new sense of inner peace than you've ever experienced before that has now really altered how you move forward, how you listen to your own divine guidance? So that's key number 4. Steps to achieve. Key number 5, give special attention to any points that feel hard, confusing, or sticky. I brought a little attention to that earlier. You want to assume, first and foremost, that even if it feels hard or confusing, assume that a shift is possible. That the shift mentally, emotionally, physically, or spiritually, the shift is absolutely, totally possible. And you might anticipate how you'll work through any fear or potentially difficult situation. Maybe it is by getting the support of a coach that just kicks your butt across the finish line, right? Or holds your hand across the finish line, whichever kind of support you really specifically need. One of the things I wrote for my vision this year, actually I did this in the fall, because I was leading a different retreat, so I updated it. And one of the things that I wrote is, my business has transformed in so many ways this past year. Last year, I started building the perfect team to support my rapidly growing business, and it's paid off exponentially. Each team member loves what they do, using the efficient and effective systems we designed, refined, and implemented with Jamie and Beth, two of my coaches. This freed my time and energy up tremendously so I could focus on creating new products, programs, and events. I've become a master at delegating. I'm so grateful to my team. Amber handles all the web, tech, shopping cart task stuff with competence. My local assistant handles daily gems, posting to the blog, database work. My other assistant navigates customer support, social media nuggets, and dozens of other items she does better than I do. Lorraine continues to schedule my favorite masters, keeps my blog on track, and creates marketing tweets. And I also found the perfect affiliate manager. So all of that, I had 1.5 assistants back in the fall. My team now is about 5, and actually one of the gals on my team just recently took on the role of affiliate manager, which I'm very excited about. But here's the thing. I wrote all this, and I really got really emotionally connected to, I was going to make these shifts and changes, and voila, things are shifting and shaping. And I love my team. Love them, love them. Okay, key number 6, language, language, language. So the most important thing is having language in your year-long vision that is compelling and inspiring to you. I'm going to give you some examples from ones that I've written, And part of that language, of course, is that it connects you. You're writing, number one, in past tense, so that's something to really be mindful of. You're writing as though it's already happened and it's 1 year from today. You may borrow any words from my visions that seem to fit from you. You'll also see some examples of visions in the back of the Power of Inner Choice in the appendix. There are several examples of some different visions that you can refer to if you want to get some other ideas. And then the other thing about language is also make sure that this is something that you'll want to actually read on a more regular basis. So we want to leave out any words like, it's hard, it was really difficult to do this, struggled, my self-talk was so negative, but then I turned it around. Let's just leave out anything that's not positive, because as we know through law of attraction, that what we focus on is what we attract. Why build into your script that it was difficult or challenging to delegate, for example? No, let's make it easy and effortless. Let's build in a way where things magically come together, where the inspiration flows, and where every time you took a step, the next stone just magically appeared. So that's another thing on language, is just it's often one of the critiques that I will give coaches or clients, is to make sure that we don't have any negative language. You don't want to keep reading that. And again, just that it's emotionally connected to your vision. Number 7 key is creating space energetically. So what this really means is, you know, physically and energetically, it's like we need to energetically make space for that which you wish to receive. If you're single right now and you'd like to attract a new man in your life, energetically, is there room for a man to come into your life? Where would you spend time with him and share meals and go and do fun things? Sometimes when we're single, and in fact, I remember actually right before I met John that I needed to check in with this point to energetically create space for my new man to come into my life. So I literally imagined what it would be like for him to come into my life. My coaching practice, there was a point in time when I had my 7-8 clients, and energetically I was appreciating all this free time more than I was appreciating having new clients. And so what I needed to do to energetically create space for new clients, I finally decided it's time to have a full practice. It's time for me to really make a living off coaching, not just have it supplement my income. I needed a full-time income. And so for me, I took Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday and energetically decided from 8 in the morning until 6 o'clock at night, I was going to be available for clients. And as I imagined that, at first, my nervous system was going, it doesn't feel very good, right? But I stuck with it till I could find a certain peace with how joyous it would be to really be serving clients from 8 in the morning until 6 o'clock at night. And, of course, I took on the mantra, bring it on, and actually, within about 7 months, my practice went from that 7 to 8 clients to 31 clients. And I realized that was a few too many, so I backed it down to a more comfortable level. But energetically creating space for that which you wish to receive. And part of this is also connecting in with your sense of worthy and deservingness. There's a chapter in The Power of Inner Choice, lesson number 7, on expanding your ability to receive, which also really talks about worthy and deservingness. So we'll be doing a full call about really expanding your ability to receive and the sense of expanding your sense of worthy and deservingness. Okay, last two keys, and we're going to wrap up. And then actually open the lines up for some sharing of some goals and any other questions. Number 8 Key number 8 is to connect emotionally. I've been saying that throughout, so I just want to emphasize it as its own point. Connect emotionally. Each day you're going to want to deepen the connection to your year-long vision. Doesn't matter if you're fully connected now. That's part of the point of doing a year-long vision. When you write it, it really just needs to draw you, and it needs to be a vehicle that can allow you to ultimately connect all the way. And, of course, you can tweak and adjust throughout the year. And key number 9, I like to blend the big with the realistic. So we want visions to inspire the best out of us. If the vision is sort of ho-hum and doesn't really stretch you, that's not really going to be very inspiring. So you probably want to make it even more compelling and go bigger. On the other hand, I've seen other clients, sometimes somebody's making $25,000 a year and they set a goal for $1 million. And it's so far outside of their ability to connect that it's just a wishful thinking and there's just no way to connect. So I'd rather see somebody nail a goal and really align with $50,000 or $100,000 or $250,000 and really be grounded in your strategy and in alignment there, not limiting. I don't want to ever put a limit on what we can always build in or more in our visions, but blending the big with the realistic. The overly lofty goals can kind of blow those inner circuits and be more discouraging than inspiring. So just this will be kind of a last check to go through as you create your vision and just really look, you know, do I have some elements here that are blending the big with the realistic? And you'll see some questions on this worksheet about, you know, what's your goal or outcome? How will you feel when you get there? What experiences will result when your goal or outcome is achieved? How you feel in the process of moving toward your goals? And what steps will you take in pursuit of your goal? So there we have the 9 keys to creating your year-long vision. So what we'll do now is, and actually right now I'm going to try this. I'm going to open up the lines because I'd love to hear why you're inspired to be a part of Momentum Mastery and what's one goal that you're focused on or any questions that you have. Marlene, you're on.
Hi. You know, I feel like I have quite a few goals I'd like to accomplish in business and relationships and money. Can you go for it all if you feel the real connection?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you'll see in my year-long visions that I've just read little pieces from each one. But, yeah, I include health and relationships and everything you want to do in business. And absolutely.
Because I was thinking, you know, if I was really stronger mentally and physically, that's maybe where I should start. But that's not what I want the end result to be. The end result is a fuller business and more relationships, et cetera.
Exactly. And you know what? That's what I find is what we all want is we do want it all. This is exactly what Momentum Mastery is about holding space for all the areas, including getting mentally, emotionally strong to be able to live into and receive everything that you wish to receive. So, yeah, I would include it all. This is where I blend the big with the realistic. I put everything I want, and then I'm like, well, be like Santa Claus. I'm going to throw in a couple extras that are even outside my comfort zone. Maybe it won't happen this year, but it'll happen in the years to come.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Great question. Any other questions, Marlene, or did that cover it?
Oh, that's it.
Okay. Good, good, good. Okay, so I'm going to open the lines, and I'd love to hear from a few of you, you know, one of your top goals, and if you want to actually name, you know, 2 or 3, if you can be real laser-like, that would be fantastic. You know, what are the top 3, and why are you drawn to Momentum Mastery? So let me just open up the lines, and who wants to go first?
I will.
Okay, go for it.
This is Laura Lee from Santa Cruz, California.
Hello, Laura Lee.
Hi, Mary. Well, I'm really drawn to momentum mastery for accountability.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm biting off a new career, and I'm not saying goodbye to my old one, so I'm taking on a lot more, and I have a family.
So you're really bringing that energy, because when we speak to it, we transform through it. This is where the magic happens.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Really nice. What's one of your goals that you're up to over the next year?
That is to have my business fully functioning, in my coaching business, and to have at least six speaking engagements, and then to have my own one-day live event in Santa Cruz.
Awesome. Awesome, awesome.
Thank you.
I know it's going to happen. Excellent.
I was drawn it was all timing. I've been striving for my goal for a while. I'm very clear about what I want. I think I've been having difficulty getting in the right vibration for it. And so I started meditating about 3 weeks ago, and right after I started meditating, I got the invitation to join Momentum. So to me, it was just drawn to me.
Perfect. I love that. Put it out to the universe, and voila. And what's one of the things you're up to over the next year?
To grow my life coaching business for a short term, especially within a year, is to replace my income from my day job and to move to Prescott, Arizona.
Nice. Okay. Excellent.
And also, I don't know, if this is good, but earlier I had mentioned my daughter Amy. She's in Las Vegas, but she's been my main little cheerleader.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really grateful that she can be on this with me, because then we work together. We'll work together on the homework and everything.
Yes. And that's really one of the keys. Is really, as with any call that you listen to or any program, so much of the value that you get is done in between the calls. So really using it, I know for a fact everything that we're bringing has been tested with hundreds of people, and they still tell me they come back and use the same exercises again and again, and anytime they want to create new momentum in their life. So absolutely do the work. You get the most results. Wonderful. Who's next?
Hi, Mary. This is Mark Radebush.
Hey, Mark.
What attracts me to momentum is the port for really visualizing clearly what I want. I notice I need some persistence. It's like a new practice for me to be more focused on what I want, more focused on the future and standing in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then especially that blend of the big and the realistic.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel it like a contradiction, and I want to feel it like integration.
Yes.
And I guess related to that is a goal of, it's really not a sort of through-the-roof goal for my coaching practice. It's like a sense of abundance, of there being, a sufficient demand that I ramp it up further, but also that I have time to work on this larger project. So it's kind of like having, having sufficient abundance that there's a safe context for my family, and then I can feel comfortable going forward with this other ambitious project that's more speculative at this point.
Yes. Very good. And I have a feeling a lot of us will be taking the abundance pill over the months to come as well. Let's expand this abundance and allow ourselves really to receive all of the things that we desire, and not having to compromise with, family and health and, some of the things that sometimes success coaches want to throw those by the wayside and say, okay, you just need to focus and leave everything by the wayside. I know that ultimately.
I guess in my family history, there's, you know, a risk of getting so caught up in this big cloudy vision that it sort of sacrifices inner peace on a daily basis. I have these three children, and just to be present with them is a big miracle. And being grounded, being safe, being present for them, not missing each of these days.
Right.
Dreaming.
Yes. Well, and it's about the same principle as we're being present with our kids, is to also be really present with what you want to create on your business. And I know you've got a juicy project that you're working on, so that may be relevant to many of the coaches here on the line too.
Yeah, one day.
Very good. Very good. How about one more and we'll wrap up for tonight?
Okay, my name is Amy. I am Cindy's daughter who spoke to a couple of people back. I was actually just attracted through my mom. She's kind of been my rock and my introduction into the law of attraction, everything that comes with it, and she's allowed, basically she's helped teach me so much over the last year and a half that if I didn't know seriously, you know, how much in control of my life and my path I am.
Right.
Just the way that things have happened, and I realized that it's because of the vibrations I was putting out prior to that I've changed my focus a bit, although I still have a lot of work to do. In the next year, I would like to basically heal my body and have, in 1 year from today, I see myself having a baby and having my novel published.
Mm.
Those are my goals for the year, and I know that I can make them happen because that's what I want.
Nice. Beautiful. Love that. Love that. Love that. Wonderful. Well, I'm glad you're here and you've come to a great place to really integrate law of attraction principles, principles associated with allowing us to live squarely in a place of reality and experience inner peace and really attracting all that we want in our lives. So you've come to the right place. It's a perfect playground for you.
Definitely. Thank you.
Very good. So we'll just wrap up here for tonight. Our next call is going to be about mastering the now. So with that, I'm going to open up the lines, and we'll say goodbye to everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye, Mary.
Bye, everyone.